This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Your Q. This is fun. Today is absolutely gorgeous day outside, right?
It is.
Yeah.
In fact, the kids got so hot they wish they didn't wear sweaters.
Well, it is a beautiful day. So I just feel blessed, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later here on the show because we have kiddos in here. So today we're going to talk a little bit with them at the beginning of the show here. So what I want to do is introduce the wonderful, lovely family I have in here, which is Kara and Levi and Paige. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Paige has been really excited to be on the radio and keeps asking, are we on? Are we on? Are we on? And now you're kind of quiet over there. Paige, you want to tell everybody hello? You've been practicing.
Hi.
There we go. That's Paige. So, Kara, we had the pleasure of meeting each other, and our cohorts thought we would get along great, which they were 100% right.
They were.
And hit it off. And so I know you have this lovely little business with the kiddos, and it's so inspiring, I think, to be encouraging the youth to get out there and to learn about, you know, entrepreneurship and being self-employed and businesses and things like that. So would you mind telling us a little bit about the business?
Yeah. So the business is called Little Business, and actually the name, do you guys remember who came up with the name for that?
Ethan.
So Ethan is my 13-year-old son, and he came up with the name about 5 years ago when we started doing little business stuff. And yeah, he was just like, Mom, the best name is Little Business because we're all little and we're starting a business. And I'm like, oh, that's valid. That's cute. I like it. And we just went with it. And they recently got recently got a logo. So that was a fun process working with the designer to kind of see what icons we wanted in the logo to kind of match the kids and the business and what we're going for. So, you know, growing up, my mom had five of us. And so, you know, we didn't have a lot, but we had enough. And we were never just handed money.
Right.
If we wanted money, we had to work for it. And so because I had that experience growing up, I really wanted my kids. I have four kids, so I really wanted them to have that experience. So, So it started about 5 years ago. Do you guys want to share some of what we do for a little business?
Yeah. Some things that we do is work together, and we crank applesauce to actually make stuff. And we like doing stuff to work together, and we figure out what things we should do to actually do the right stuff and not make it the stuff that we're doing wrong.
Oh, well, that sounds like a lot of teamwork, which can be complicated with siblings, but you guys seem to just make it work so beautifully. So what a great representative and role model that you guys are for other siblings out there. And Levi, how about you? What's something that you like about being in the little business?
I like that we're all working together and having fun. And a lot of times we see smile on our faces when we're doing it.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That's good.
I really like that.
And is it always fun? Do you guys always like going and picking cherries in the rain because we have orders to fulfill?
Well, it's not always. Well, it's not really.
It's pretty hard.
It's not really fun because, like, it's in the sun or it's in the rain or it's, like, both and both together, like, cold and hot makes it warm and it feels really nice outside. So that is, like, the best days.
Yeah, but even when we don't like the weather, what's something positive out of it?
Well, if we don't like the weather, we normally like say, Mom, can we go? But she normally says, we need a pig so we can get Ashley done quicker.
It's true.
Yes, all the hands helping is very good.
Well,
very
and helpful. It's important for them to learn, like, perseverance, right? You guys working through those emotions. And when we tell someone that we're going to fulfill an order, we want to make sure that we do it. So,
that's mostly why we love it the most.
Yeah, so we pick fruit at, like, local farms. And then we sell to family and friends. We have a little private Facebook group now. And we make homemade yum sauce. Yeah, we've, what else have we done? We've done applesauce, baby food, and pizza dough.
And we normally like to stick together when we're doing the stuff. But we can't stick together with Dad because he's not really here. He has to work.
Yeah,
a lot of times. So we normally just like do it for us four or us five or us four or us two and Mom.
So what is yum sauce?
I like something that Mom likes to make with us, and it's really good.
Have you not heard of yum sauce, Shannon?
I hadn't. That didn't come up in our conversations before.
Oh, yeah, so yeah.
I honestly assumed it was the applesauce, and you just called it that way because I knew you did applesauce.
It is yum sauce. No.
Yeah, I need to know. Everybody needs to know.
So there's a restaurant Yum Cafe. Have you heard of Yum Cafe?
Yes,
okay, so yum sauce is the sauce they make, and it has kind of like a nutty brewer's yeast taste to it, and it's usually vegan and gluten-free, and it's just really yummy. So we just kind of made our own version of yum sauce. So
excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And we have been practicing on it a lot.
Yes, we like our recipes to taste good.
Right. So that has to be one of the perks, right, Levi, is you get to taste test some of this?
Mm-hmm. It's yummy. But normally Levi's playing and I'm like out there like working helping.
No. Well, we all do our share in different ways and sometimes in different times. We know you're a hard worker.
Yeah. Everybody pitches in. Sometimes we have to take our little small break. So then do you just fill the orders for the people on your private Facebook page, or do you go out in the community and do some of the local events that they have where people could sell their goods or peddle their goods?
Right. So we've never went to like farmers markets, mainly because I guess I've always had the concept that farmers markets are for people that grow their own things, and we don't. You know, we just go to local farms and pick for those that don't want to or physically can't pick for themselves. So since we don't grow the items, I don't ever feel like it's appropriate to like sell at those events.
No.
Yeah.
You're making good food out of local produce. So that seems legit to me.
Yeah, that's true. The homemade items, that is true. You're right, Shannon. But the items, we do sell a lot of picked produce, like nectarines. We sell a ton of nectarines.
Oh.
I have heard about the pizza dough.
Have you?
Yes. So, and then on your Facebook page, I saw you have the coolest, like, pizza oven at your house. I've never seen anything like that. So,
yeah,
I was really impressed by that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
It burns everything we make.
Oh, it does.
No big deal. Well, sometimes, like, when we're using it, it kind of, like, makes it a little bit burnt, but not too burnt. So, like, when we're making it, we probably want it to be not burnt, but sometimes it gets burnt.
Paige, you are adorable, honestly. I just have to say that. People, she is in here being just so professional. Behind the mic and working this whole moment, so I'm loving being here firsthand and getting to see this instead of just getting to hear it over the radio. This is precious. I love this so much.
I'm gonna take a selfie now that you say that.
There you go. It is. Yeah, she's just working it like a pro. But it's like a hard stone, open-faced
oven. Yeah, so that's what I was gonna say after they said it burns it. So you know when you go to like. I don't know what it's even called, like the wood ones.
Right.
Do you know what those are called?
Right, I do. Like the
wood open furnace pit
fired ones.
Yeah. And so,
like, Backside has the,
right,
where they literally have fire inside
soul,
of it.
An old soul, I think, an does old soul, too. Yeah. So whatever that concept, whatever that's called, is what this was supposed to, like replicate, essentially. And it's made with, or it uses gas, not wood, obviously. Right. So it does char it a tiny bit, but if you're rotating the pizza, it's not more than what you would get at a regular wood-burning right. one.
Just don't leave it.
Just do not leave it. And, don't you know, when we first got it, because we actually got it, a local, he was a pastor at the time, and him and I and my husband wanted to start a youth outreach. And so this was one of the ways we decided we were going to bring in some money to financially support a youth outreach. And so we bought this, and we bought actually a little food trailer thingy, uh-huh. and we were going to convert it and everything. So we're like, well, the first thing that we need to do is try using, you know, this pizza oven. And we had a group there, and we had our fresh pizza dough. We were all ready to like do it. And then we were like, how do we get the pizzas in? Like what puts them in? I mean, this is how.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I have no idea. And so, they were like, oh, I think those wooden things. I was like, oh, well, yeah, actually, I bought some of those, but they were like decor. They were decor.
They weren't.
Because I was going to paint the prices
use.
On them.
Oh, how funny.
And so we had three of these wooden boards, and I think by the time my husband got to do his, he didn't realize it was decor. It wasn't meant for it. And he left it in too long, and it just poof, started. I was like, pull it out. But it's a really fun oven.
So yeah. There is a learning curve to this.
There's a learning curve. So the kids are like, they burn everything. Well, that's there you go.
So I want to go back to the yum sauce because now I need to try that. But obviously you're not into mass producing this and marketing it to the world yet. I'm going to say yet because I got these two kiddos in here, and they
are
love
entrepreneurs.
Being entrepreneurs. Yeah. Yes. You get that vibe, a little Shark Tank action going on in
I
here.
I know.
So.
I call them my kid-trepreneurs.
Yes, kid-trepreneurs. That's an excellent. I just watched a video of, like, there's an app online, and it talks about trying to teach our children to learn, A, the value of a dollar and mm-hmm. sweat equity and being an entrepreneur and coming up with an ideas and trying to encourage them that through one of the banks. And I wish I could remember which one it is right now. But I just thought that was so great because it's like if all we talk about is being, you know, a police officer, which is awesome, or a fireman, which is awesome, mm-hmm. or nurses mm-hmm. or, you know, all these wonderful things, we don't often talk about that in the schools, or show mm-hmm. and tell isn't yeah. usually in career day, doesn't often include entrepreneurship. And so I mm-hmm. think that this is wonderful that you're sharing this and paying it forward to your kids the way you are. So kudos to you. You're such a great mom. But this is just another example of the level of
sweet,
you know, activity that you have with your children. So
yeah, we do have a lot of fun.
Well, we definitely thank you, Paige. Thank you, Levi, for being on here and talking with us. And I sure appreciate it. Anything you want to say to anybody listening? Yes. Levi, you look like you do.
Okay. I also... Can I go back to the pizza part real quick?
Sure. I don't want you to leave anything unsaid.
So once Dad was like... It's a burn one again. So visitors came over, I'm pretty sure, that same day. And Dad, like, tried to
slide
the pizza in. And then it stuck. And so then all the toppings just slid off.
Yep. Oh, he slid it in, and the dough stuck, and the toppings went right in.
That's that learning curve we're talking
and they
about.
Burnt. Oh.
Yep.
Yep. They burnt in the flames.
Thank you both so much. Thank you, Paige. Yes, Paige is going to say something.
Well, when I was about to walk in from the back door fence and they were trying to cook the pizzas, I was, like, bringing in Sunny to and I'm like, Sunny's going to come in. And they're like, well, don't let him. He might get burnt.
Oh, yeah. So, got to be careful.
And so... Like, I'm like, he's coming in.
Okay,
sister girl. He's already coming in by himself.
Yes, if you're waiting for them to have nothing to say, you might be waiting a while.
Paige has been waiting for this moment, so I just wanted to make sure she got to live her best life. So we're going to go to break here, and we'll be back in just a couple moments. This is Shannon Sebastian on Your Q, News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Shannon Sebastian with Your Q. And so the kiddos were hysterical. We knew we were only going to be able to have them for this small segment because attention span is wild. They yes. are such well-behaved children, Carrie. Just have to tell you that.
Thank you.
And I love what you're doing with them with that little business, and they just seem so supportive. Even though Paige did call Levi out a little bit.
Right. She called him out a little bit. She called him out a little bit. The funny thing is that's not really true. He's actually a very hard worker as well. But, you know, we all have our moments.
Perception. It's perception.
Exactly.
So, everybody, I just have to tell you, I was talking to Tiffany today and just telling her, I'm in just in the best of moods. I don't know if you're hearing that through the radio, but I hope you're vibing on it because I am such in a good mood. And
well, you look fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
And it has been an amazing day today. Hi, I'm Tiffany. I'm here.
Yes, too. Can I introduce you?
It is such a beautiful day. The sun has just shown its brilliance and positivity on everything today. So I wasn't surprised, but of course, super excited for that blessing.
Yeah, today. I told her I want to kick off gratefulness and gratitude. People always get into that in November, but I'm already there, so I'm like, yes, yes, yes. And so today actually happens to be my mom's birthday. Aww. So happy birthday, Barbara Campbell. We love you.
Happy birthday.
Yes. Aww, she's cool. One of the most amazing women, and truthfully the best role model and example of walking your life in faith and in the Lord. And so I've just had a wonderful role model. Aww. And I sometimes fall short, but I'm trying to be there. And
you're amazing. You've done an absolutely fabulous job. I see it every time I talk to you, Shannon. So I believe every word of that.
Oh, thank you. But we did a luncheon today. And so, you know, this is my crazy busy time of the year, but I'm like, I have to schedule that out. Like, mm-hmm. we have to put importance in those things, and small, big birthdays, whatever. If it's a celebration, I'm in. So just that attitude change, I think, has been really helpful to just kind of say, you know what, this is my busy time of year, but that doesn't mean that my family comes second. So booked myself out for hours.
Good for you.
Today. Yeah. And, went to lunch and showed up, and there was like 22 people there to have birthday lunch with my mother. It was beautiful. Aww. And I got to see people I hadn't seen in a little while, and they're smiling to see me, and I'm smiling to see them, and hugs and all of that, and it just felt so good. And so I'm just like, I just feel so blessed, and I just have the best family, and my mom has the best friends, and so that little group was just infectious, I think, and so I feel really blessed. So it was her birthday, but I feel like I had birthday blessings as well. So happy birthday, and thank you to everybody that came. Yes, but we have our good moments and our bad moments in these little roller coasters, and so, you know, with the illnesses that are going around these days, you know, people get even a little tinge of something, and they want to be safe, which I really, really appreciate. And so I had lost my person that was coming on the radio today. But you reach out to your sisterhood and to the people who they're always there to empower you and raise you up. And these two beautiful women are now in my studio because of that. And so thank you. Thank you for being part of the wonderful tribe of women who step up and help each other out. Truthfully am so grateful and sweet. And
well, thank you for having us. Yes. It's honestly just, it was a great part of the day to be, you know, kind of bombarded, but just, you know, be like, oh, this is a part of my day. This is great. It's very positive. And I think on it, I have to say, going back to what you were talking about, I do want to make a point that it's like you said during your busy time, you know, you still have to make sure that family comes first. And that is something that I really can connect with. I'm like, man, I have four kids and I'm super busy with work. And I have to constantly remind myself of that. And I think having, you know, I think just having like an army of love around you also helps, because I know, you know, we're all close. And it's nice, I think, going back to sisterhood. It's like it all connects, because those people are in our lives to remind us of those things, you know, of what's important, you know, to bring us back to our true selves and our highest priority and what's best for, you know, our lives and our families. So,
yeah, for the bigger picture. I think sometimes we just get so, you know, pigeonholed on one thing and what is our main focus at this one time right now, and we're not seeing the bigger picture, and a week can go by and 2 weeks can go by, you know, and with my COVID in August, I lost 5 weeks, and I know what it feels like to not see anybody and to not be around people. And it's like, I don't want to choose that. I want to choose the people in my life first. And, and I think that, you know, it's magically, I have not had an 8:30 at night, you know, day this whole open enrollment period. So for me, I feel like by making that choice, things are just falling into place, and things have been great, and clients have been flexible and easy to work with. It's just been, I don't know, all the stars are aligned right now.
That is a beautiful thing.
But it's kicking me off, so I'm like, okay, Thursdays are gonna be thankful Thursdays. So every Thursday, whoever I have on and myself, we're going to talk about what we're thankful for and
love it,
and what's happening in life right now. Because I think that, you know, there's been a couple shows where people have said, oh, you might get some kickback on that, or you might get some negative comments or whatever. And, you know, as your support group, they support you in that and just say, be prepared. And that has not happened. I needed to say, I have only had positive feedback. I have only had kindness. I have only had positive reinforcement, honestly.
That's huge.
That's awesome. I think it speaks volumes that, you know, people that are listening truly do want to look in the light and deal with positivity and the great things going on. And so even if it's a bad thing, there's still something to learn from it,
you know? I think that it has a lot to do with approach too. You know, it's like the law of attraction. Whatever you're putting out, you're going to get back.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that positivity and love that is expressed, I mean, it will come back. And sometimes it's in the form that we don't even expect it. Sometimes it's just an absolute, you know, smooth sailing in life. I think that this show is such a blessing, and your positivity is just, it's just so apparent. It's coming back. And I think that's wonderful.
Thank you. You guys are great.
Oh,
and I love lunches. I need more lunches in my life.
Let's schedule more lunches.
Yes.
Well, it just getting that time away and focusing, just changing focus, I think is what I would have to say. Is I didn't talk about insurance or my job with you other than what do I do, you know? So as we're getting to know everybody, and it was just like, then I go back and I flip the switch back on to work mode. And so it is nice to take those timeouts or those recesses. That's what we're missing, everybody.
Recess.
Adults are missing
That's
recess.
That's such a great point. You hit it. Just
I think
hit
I hit
on the
something.
Head.
Yeah. Yep. We need recess.
We're making it happen. This is going to be a thing.
I am. I'm going to do recess now with y'all. I'm going to be like, time for recess. That's going to be the code word.
Out in the parking lot.
For lunch. But anyway, I just want to say thank you again for being here. Kara, for bringing your sweet children in here and sharing them with us. I said, I told everybody, you know, to listen to it was probably adorable, but to get to watch it in here and the joy and the excitement. And even when they left, they were like, thank you. This was so fun. And
I bribed them well. No, she's
there you go.
No, they're Paige, such good
Paige kids. Was so nervous. She's like, the radio? And she's like, what do you mean? How do you do that? And I turn, she's like, what's the radio? And I like turned on the radio and I was like, that's the radio. And she's like, you can do that? Like, it was so cute. Oh. I was like, yeah, I think I was her superhero.
There you go.
I was like, sweet.
Exactly.
That is awesome. They did so good. They were so cute.
They're little cuties. They ramble sometimes, but the best part about kids is they're, you know, outlook on life, I feel like.
Yeah.
You don't, I mean, oftentimes I do have to, like, you know, hey, what's something positive about that, or let's think about happy thoughts, you know. But most of the time, I would say my kids, and I think kids in general, just come with a pureness.
Yes.
And such a positive outlook on life.
I'm like, yeah. And they're just vulnerable. It's like they don't have those social walls that that have kind of built in us adults with more experience. It's like they're more closer to their authentic selves, and they're not afraid to show it. I love that. I love that.
But as a parent, if knowing your kids are coming on air, you're mildly afraid to hear what they have to say.
Oh, Well,
understandable.
My son did come on the show, and mind you, he's closer to 30 than 7.
right, exactly.
And,
how'd that go?
I think I'm going to go with you, Kara. I think I turned out to be a superhero that day, because he's like, Mom, this is way different than what I do on my podcast. So,
that's so cool.
I think Garrett gave me huge props for that. But he came in here and he's like, this is way different than what I do. This is way more stressful.
Yeah.
But we pull it off and we have a great time. And so it's wonderful, and try to tell people about the wonderful things going on in Douglas County. And truthfully, today, that's what I wanted to talk about, was your wonderful little business that you do with the kids, and you know, just where we are missing the boat with not having that entrepreneurship as a piece of the puzzle in the schools and on career day. It's like, I feel like I want a champion for that.
Yeah, you made such a good point with that, because it's true. That is really the direction that I think that we're going. You know, people are becoming more independent in what they're doing. They're getting more creative and starting these new businesses. And that is a huge part. Yeah, that should definitely be something.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like we have science fairs and we have all this other stuff.
Yeah.
I think we should have a Shark Tank.
Right.
I think I think the schools should encourage that. So,
totally.
I don't know whose butt ear I need to get into, or who may or may not be listening. But
There's several angel investors around. When I did the rain competition years ago for my business, I was like, this is so cool. And my 13-year-old, he was like 10 at the time, I think he was like 9 or 10, and he has total entrepreneurial-minded spirit. It's cute. And he was like, can I come? And he had school, so I was like, no, you can't, bud, and I can only bring a couple people, and blah, blah. And that's exactly what I thought. I was like, oh, man, they need to have a kid's Shark Tank.
Yeah. It would be huge.
Maybe we need to make that. And you know what? $1,000 for us adults, we're like, but $1,000 for a kid to do something is like, wow. Yeah. You know?
Even if it just triggers that spirit.
100%.
We're going to talk more about this. So we're going to go to break and be back in just a couple minutes. See, we us girls, we could talk forever. So anyway, we'll be back in just a couple minutes. This is Shannon Sebastian on Your Cue, and we're sponsored by Premier Insurance. Be back in just a second.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
All right, everybody, we're back. And just so you know, we didn't stop talking the whole break. Just thought I'd toss that out there. There's no trouble filling an hour in this room.
I know, I'm like drinking my water now. I was like, I was probably supposed to drink that on the break. But
that's okay. We're all good. But I just want to say thank you again for tuning in. We're very appreciative, and love to have your feedback. So if you guys have any great ideas, or something that you like that you hear, or you want more of, less of, anyway, send us ideas. So and that is at your cue
at bciradio.com.
thank you. I always want to put an S in there, and I tell Kyle that all the time. Can we add an S, because Shannon wants to put an S in there for some reason, but
because it's how your name starts.
Yeah, could be. I don't know. Add me in there. I don't know. Oh, it's bad when you memorize something wrong. But anyway, we are here. It's a girls' day. We're having a great time.
Woo-hoo!
And yeah, sisterhood power. And just want to encourage you to, if you haven't taken the time lately to call or check in with somebody that has been on your mind, just do it. I had that happen the other night. I'd been thinking about my friend Kirsten, who lives up in Salem. and we've always talked just a lot, and it's just been this, I don't even know, you know, with COVID, and it's like, you know, everybody's busy or different and everything. So it's been a long time, and she just came across my mind, which usually is right in the middle of my day and I'm super busy and I don't have that moment, but she came across my mind while I was at home, and I thought, oh gosh, I sure miss talking to her. I need to give her a call. And then instantly my little brain clicked on, and like, there's no time like the present. Go pick up your phone and call
just
her.
Do it.
That's
take
awesome.
It. Take the time right now and do it. And I did, and it was just like screaming, answering the phone on the other end. I miss you so much. And so, you know, we have fallen out of our normal routines with people and with friends and with family. And so I just encourage people, pick up that phone, have that conversation with that good friend or family member that you've kind of haven't seen or talked to as much as you used to before all of this, and just make that connection, because you know, we always see little posts on Facebook about, you never know what somebody else is going through. We don't know where somebody's at in their journey, and the best way to find those things out is to touch base. So I would encourage that. That's what I'm doing, and I'm very random person. Like,
I am too.
Like Tiffany. I will go to McDonald's and order a Diet Coke, and I'm like, oh, I should be talking to Tiffany now, because I'm like at McDonald's ordering a Diet Coke. This is my thing. I talked to her. That's happening.
It's so funny, because I remember the first time that you did, I'm like, are you really going through the drive-thru just for a Coke? Oh, yeah. Nope. Won't have it anywhere else. This is where it's at.
Yeah. That's okay, all I get. Well, one Diet Coke.
So funny.
That's my thing. And so now it's like this mind thing. It's like, oh, I'm going to McDonald's. I'm going to be in the drive-thru with the Diet Coke. I should call Tiffany and just see what she's up to. Say hi. touch base. But anyway, so we talked about my off the charts enthusiasm today for gratefulness and thankfulness and all of those things. So ladies, I'm going to put you on the spot.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. So and I'll kick something off. I am celebrating or really thankful because my grandson came home yesterday with a little note in his bag that his parents were sweet enough to share on Facebook so we could all see it. And he got elected student of the month, and he's in first grade.
Awesome.
That's so cute.
That is.
Yeah. So he is Mustang of the month. Aww. So I am thankful and grateful that I have such a well-mannered, energetic grandson. Mind you, he's not lacking energy, but he is. It was all about his attitude and his kindness and how he treats others. And so that just obviously spoke volumes to me. So I am super grateful and thankful that that was acknowledged, because I think when we acknowledge good behavior, we encourage good behavior. And so that's my big thing, and for my mommy, who's still with us and had a birthday today. So that's my grateful things for today.
Love it.
Very nice.
Who's kicking us
too.
Off?
Tiff, take it away.
All right.
Go, Tiff.
So I was like sitting here thinking, like, I have so many things. I don't even know where to start. I just got back from a week off, and I am so it first was a Florence ladies retreat that Miss Kara here is absolutely amazing and put together with a group of ladies, and it was so healing. It was just like what you were talking about, that sisterhood, that very needed you know, bond and love, that sharing that us females really have inside of us that I didn't even know them. I only knew one of them, and I just knew that Kara was going to set it all up just right, and she did. You did not disappoint one bit, and I know that I can speak for all of us. But and then after that, my grandfather had surgery in Portland, and so I'm like, okay, I'm going to go and be there and support him and his recovery and with my mom, and so we went up there, my daughter, my 4-year-old, and I, and my mom, and. And everything, it was stressful just because his age. He's in his 80s, and everything went well. And I'm so thankful for that.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm so thankful. And in fact, we then went to OMSI the next morning, and he came. He was up for coming. And so I'm so thankful for that. He had never been there.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So I'm thankful for those new experiences with him, because I know it's getting to that time in his life where those won't be. You know, those are special.
Fewer and far between. Yeah.
So then on my way home, I connected with an old friend that I haven't talked to in a long time that I never get to spend time with. And we went for a walk in the rain down this really beautiful nature path by her house. And I am so thankful for that. So just it's very overwhelming, the things that I am thankful for, especially just having fresh experiences. So, Kara, we all
are reconnecting.
to hear what, I'm sorry. I'm like babbling now.
You're,
so
good. You're not babbling. You're sharing. And I think one of the things that I'm thankful for is actually goes with, I think, what both of you are showing, which is your mindset. I'm thankful that I had an upbringing that taught me positivity and just to be thankful for what you have. And I'm reading it. Well, I don't know if it's considered reading because it's an audiobook. Is that cliche? Like, can I say I'm reading if it's an audiobook?
I would say yes.
I think that's fair.
Because I'm not really reading. I'm listening.
But it's a book still.
Yeah,
so,
it's still a book.
Yeah.
You could
no,
say.
No, you totally claim it.
Okay. I'm partway through the book.
So I'm listening to to a book that's titled The Outward Mindset. And, I mean, the title essentially says exactly what it talks about, which is, you know, our mindset really sculpts our future. It sculpts our now. It, you know, it influences others, and I love that idea. And you know, we in a world of chaos and anger, we don't need to add to that.
Absolutely.
You know,
100%
with all of this Rona stuff going on, I started going down a slippery slope online, and you know, I just had to redirect myself, which is like my family and my friends, my girls, and you know, just my, well, like even my work is a positive thing in my life. And so, you know, I just had to redirect, and I love that, you know, being, I'd say most people that know me think that I'm just completely like crazy, probably. But if they think I'm crazy, that's okay, because I feel like a good amount of crazy is good, right?
Yeah, healthy, sure.
Healthy.
Yeah.
Healthy.
Yes. So, absolutely. But yeah, that's what I'm thankful for. And also on our ladies' retreat, side note, Tiffany made these, are they called, I'm going to butcher it, luminaires? Luminaries?
Luminaries. But they weren't actually, I didn't make luminaries. I just made the cylinders.
Yeah,
for
so
them.
She made the cylinder thingies.
I saw these pictures. This was amazing.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
These pictures were amazing.
We took like 12 to 16 hours of carving.
Nice.
Like, it took a long time, but it was so much fun because our 4 days at the coast were just to be. Like, my pitch to these ladies, we got several ladies signed up and a couple had to cancel, but my pitch to them was like, guys, this is about relaxing, rejuvenating, and reconnecting. Like, this is what I need, and I feel like you do too.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. And it was so needed. It was so rejuvenating. And just to get back to that, so with the luminaries, what she means is pottery. So I just did the ceramic outline, and these ladies did a phenomenal job carving them, but it was really time, it was such valuable time spent together.
Yeah, it was really fun.
And the finished products were amazing. I mean, I saw just the details, and it's like to know that you all hadn't been privy to this before, you know, that this was like a new.
Which was very obvious. Mine got so dry that it cracked at the top, and I was like, that's not good.
Well,
it's always a battle with moisture when it comes to ceramics. It's like, you know, trying to have it be work. But yours looks amazing. Did you see hers?
I saw.
It's like a city that goes around the whole thing. I just am so impressed. It was so cool.
I had different contractors
ambitious,
on each
I'm
section
thinking.
Of my pottery. The exterior houses, some were stucco, some were lap siding.
It was really good. And the different ones that people did with, where they did like lattice work and stuff. It was just really beautiful. And I thought none of them looked like novices. So
yes.
I think you all pulled it off pretty well.
Yeah. And we're going to do it locally. Maybe Tiffany's going to throw together, and I think we're going to host it at potentially our church, and we're going to throw together a Christmas decorating party. So.
Yeah, like make your own Christmas gifts. Because I think, it, especially anymore, it's like trying to find a significant gift to give to our loved ones.
So
we want it to be deeper. And so, Kara, with your entrepreneurial, you know, mindset, and she, you are so inspiring to me. She's like, Tiffany, this is a great, like, this could be great. Let's do this. I'll make pizzas. You make ceramics,
yes!
And we'll get
burnt pizzas. I can make burnt pizzas according to my children.
Yeah, we definitely got that message across. Well, we're going to take a break and come back in just a moment. This is Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance. This is News 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. Okay, I have to push the button. That works much better when I do that. I'm not distracted by chit-chatting or anything. Not at all. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show today. Sure do appreciate it. And again, send us your ideas to yourqbciradio.com. Mm-hmm. We see them. We appreciate them. We want them. Because I'm just going to be truthful. I'm doing this because it's for the community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I need you all to help us out and tell us what you want to hear and what you don't want to hear. And I have thick skin. I can take it.
Or if you have any ideas to add, you know, yeah, feel free to.
Or somebody wonderful out there that needs a shout out, or we need to have on here and acknowledge the good deeds that they're doing. This is, again, everything all positive. And we don't do political, so don't send that in because that won't happen. I'm just going to save you an email. Not happening. But anything going on great and wonderful in the community, we sure want to hear about it. And people that are, really going through something, I am a huge believer in prayer and being a prayer warrior. And so send those. If nothing else, even if you don't want them on the radio, I have so many people that I reach out when I have somebody that I want to lift up in prayer. And I truthfully believe that, and I shared this on the show with where I talked about the COVID, that's what got me through it. That's what pulled me out the other side, is just straight determination and a loving husband who helped me through it, and the people praying for me and, wanting me to come through it. And so I know that's why I did it, and I want to be that prayer warrior for somebody else. So honestly, send us your ideas, your prayer requests, anything. We're here. And on that note, and again, I'm all on the positivity, which I usually am, most of the time. Okay, I'm going to tell on myself because these are stories usually only Tiffany gets to maybe hear or my husband. But, okay, Walgreens bought out Bi-Mart. I don't know who knows that, the pharmacy.
What?
So
I didn't know that.
Bi-Mart pharmacies are gone now. Huh. So imagine all of those people have now found something elsewhere or are at Walgreens where Shannon happens to get her medications.
Wait, where's Bi-Mart?
There's several. Sutherland,
in town?
Winston.
Yeah, it's across from like the mall, the old mall area.
Okay, that's where, what, like, sorry. What I thought it was. Okay.
A lot of people have been going there for a long time. Well, I waited 57 minutes in that line the other day.
Wow.
Till I got to the window, because every parking spot to go inside was full. I couldn't legally park my car to go in. And so I thought, okay, well, I'm doing the drive-thru. Well, once I was committed, I was committed. And I also had my dog with me, and I've never left her in my car alone, so that's why I also committed to the drive-thru. But I get up there, and it wasn't going to work out well for Shannon this day. Let's just say that. And they're like, well, we have one ready out of three, and this has been weeks. And so one of them was my heart medication, so I was a little freaked out about that. But I looked at the gal, and I could just see she had just been getting hammered. So I looked at her, and I said, you know, I'm disappointed, but I'm going to choose light and kindness and grace. And I am going to leave here, and I'm going to pray for you that when you go home tonight, you leave it at the door.
Yeah.
And that you come back and start tomorrow with a smile on your face. And, you know, hopefully that first customer is nice and the next customer is nice, and we'll just try to keep it going. So part of that is a gripe because that happened to me. But the other part was I realized when I got up there, just like I shared a few weeks ago about the crazy driver that made me mad and I had road rage for a minute and had to calm my Jetsons, I was like, I'm going to choose good. I'm going to choose to be a good human and a nice person to this young lady, because I'm sure she hadn't received that, because if I was to that point of frustration, I'm sure other people were.
Yeah.
And so please, everybody, be patient right now, because with that buyout, we're all going to feel it at whatever pharmacy we're at. Those people have just been inundated with thousands of people looking to also get their medications and stuff. So
and I think
I'm tattletelling on myself.
That's good. I think it's a good reminder to be conscious. You know, those moments happen all the time where we witness injustice things and, you know, hear people say things that are hurtful to others, or, you know, and to sit back and not do anything or say anything it really is hurting not just the people involved. It's hurting us too. I think that mm-hmm. positivity, like putting that out, that giving spirit that we have, giving that, it helps us. It heals us too, and also it can change somebody's day, you know, and their experience. So
I know she was extremely grateful, and I could tell that it was just somebody taking 2 seconds out of their day to be kind and say, mm-hmm. I have to imagine what you're going through. This has to be awful. Didn't work out well for me, but I hope the best for you, and just to be kind about it. So
good,
you
know, for
that,
you.
That honest, thank you. But that really made me think about that, because I was frustrated by the time I got mm-hmm. there, and I felt like, but you know, we just have to be kind and show grace. And there is going to be a day where we all need grace shown to us. And so that whole do unto others as you would want them to do unto you. I just please. That's just not a scripture we read. Like, that is something we should be doing and applying and implementing into our daily lives. So mm-hmm. that's absolutely. What I have to say. And thank you to these two sisters from the sisterhood who stepped in and saved the day with me. And so bless you both.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for having us. Yes. It's been fun.
It was fun.
And I hope the kids always hold you as their superhero.
Oh, me too. Goodness.
Yes. I have no doubt that will be the case.
Oh, so I don't know if they're listening, but Paige and Levi, thank you again for being on. You guys were amazing.
And my older two, Ethan and Maya. Shout out to Ethan them too. Yes. They weren't on, but they'll listen
That's
later.
Great. Well, thank you both, ladies. I just love you to pieces. So everybody Aww. Out there, Douglas County, have a wonderful day, and we'll be back next Thursday. This is Shannon Sebastian, Tiffany, and Kara. The sisterhood is out. Have a great day, everybody. Bye now.